The run-up to this year's Olympic Games in London has so far been relatively free of scandal, but that came to an abrupt end at the weekend when a UK newspaper found dozens of Olympic officials and agents willing to sell tickets on the black market. Reporters for the Sunday Times filmed damning encounters with agents agreeing to sell tickets allocated to them for vastly inflated prices. The International Olympic Committee has ordered an immediate investigation. The Australian Olympic Committee says it and its ticketing agent are not implicated in the scandal. Barbara Miller has this report.
There are 39 days to go before the Olympics begin, and getting hold of tickets legally isn't easy. But if cost is no barrier and you're not worried about breaking the law, it can be done. Reporters for the Sunday Times newspaper, posing as agents for wealthy clients in the Middle East, found dozens of Olympics officials and agents willing to sell tickets on the black market. The tickets in question were those allocated to national Olympic committees and their agents. This woman from Lithuania's official ticket agency appeared at pains to make sure that the would-be ticket touts understood she would be breaking the law if she sold them tickets.
Yeah, if I sell, not to the end user, yeah, and to overseas, not to European Union, yeah, mm-hmm. So this is illegal.
The undercover reporters were asked to pay up to 10 times the face value of the tickets. Here, the Lithuanian agent can be heard rejecting an offer of just double the ticket price.
Well, if we were to double the face value price?
Double, this is nothing.
It's not good enough? Well, tell us what you would look
check,
for.
Check the market, okay?
The president of the Greek Olympic Committee, Spiros Kapralos, spelled out that if the tickets were sold outside Greece, he would turn a blind eye.
As long as we don't hear anything, you can do whatever you like.
Spiros Kapralos also claimed that he had persuaded the chairman of the London Organising Committee, Sebastian Coe, to hand over extra tickets to Greece by claiming that demand outstripped supply. The committee, LOCOG, has denied the claims. The Sunday Times says a total of 27 agents and officials representing 54 countries were willing to sell tickets on the black market. The International Olympic Committee has launched an investigation into the allegations. The IOC has released a statement saying,
"The IOC takes these allegations very seriously and has immediately taken the first steps to investigate. Should any irregularities be proven, the organisation will deal with those involved in an appropriate manner."
The Australian Olympic Committee says neither it nor its official ticket agent, CoSport, is caught up in the ticketing allegations. The AOC says it supports the strongest sanctions against any official dealing tickets on the black market. Sporting enthusiast Leslie Harrison from Hobart has purchased a number of tickets from CoSport.
I've got athletics and hockey.
Was that what you wanted? Were you able to get everything you wanted?
I was only able to get morning sessions to the athletics, which means there are no finals.
And how much have you paid for those?
I'd say about $1,500. That's for a total of about 6 tickets.
But Leslie Harrison says she doesn't bear any racketeers, any ill will.
Any event, scalpers will always try and get in on the act. And some of the countries that get the tickets perhaps need the money. I think it's just human nature, personally.
The International Olympic Committee's investigation may not be completed before the Games, but the organisation says it will take on board any recommendations coming out of its inquiry to improve the way that tickets are allocated and sold internationally in the future.
Barbara Miller.